they're cutting government employment. Of course, they have more people who are government employees. Teachers, for instance, are all at the federal level, and firemen and things like that. But yeah, they're cutting back a lot of these things. They're instituting pay cuts. And then you look at the contrast here in the U.S., where the government is, it's one of the few outfits that's hiring, because they're insourcing a lot of things that were outsourced. But you do have talk about pay cuts or pay freezes. They keep popping up in the media. We keep reading these stories from a variety of places about federal workers being overpaid compared to the private sector and overpaid on a job-to-job basis. Wonder where this is coming from. And now you have this National Commission on Reform and Economy that's going to make its recommendations by December of this year.
On some of the deficit stuff.
And they're bound to be looking at the federal retirement system, because it is one of the best, if not the best. It's costly to the government. People can say all they want about it. They earned it, they deserved it, and whatnot. But when these politicians are looking at it, particularly if it's one of these all or nothing proposals like the BRAC Commission, some things could happen. And tomorrow at 10 a.m., Dan Adcock from the National Active and Retired Federal Employees is going to be coming on, and he's going to talk about a debate he had recently on News Channel 8 with someone from the Cato Institute about are federal workers overpaid or not.
Let me guess which side the Cato Institute
was
taking.
You're
right, exactly.
Yeah. And then John Elliott is going to join us halfway through the show to talk about benefits and whatnot. But this thing, without, you know, we pride ourselves here at Federal News Radio in not hyping things, not yelling the sky is falling in every 5 minutes. And the sky is not falling in, apparently. But that said, this commission, the reason they set up commissions like this deficit reduction group is it's a blue ribbon panel. The president and Congress can sort of wash their hands of it. Look how BRAC worked out. You know, everybody
gives them some political cover to make these tough decisions and say, you know, we had an outside folks look at it, which is good to do.
My analogy is it's like a firing squad. You give one guy a blank, and that way everybody fires, but nobody really knows who did it. In this case, the politicians can say, look, it wasn't me. It's a commission. They did it, and we had no choice. And it worked with BRAC.
And we're seeing some of this stuff, particularly on the state and local level, where Colorado is pulling back retiree benefits for retired government employees that have already retired, and they're reducing the amounts because they just can't afford them. And I'm not trying to hype it, but I have to imagine that that's going to trickle up.
California, all of these states are having major problems, and at the same time, the federal government is carrying on. You know, this could happen, and you know, people say they can't do this. They can do anything they want.
Right.
Congress can do what it wants to do, and these things. Not a serious threat yet, but I don't know of any time where you've had so much talk about it, you know, overpaid and overcompensated and super retirement benefits at a time of such economic problem, which is focusing people's attention.
And in fact, John Barry, the director of the Office of Personnel Management, has asked his people to go out and get a real apples-to-apples comparison, because a lot of folks have tried. I think USA Today probably came the closest, but it's difficult. As we've talked about before, feds more higher educated, generally longer serving. So yes, they're going to be higher paid than your average workforce.
There is no NASA really in the private sector. Yeah. There is no NIH in the private sector. There is no Walmart in the federal government. So different workforce. And yeah, it's exactly right. One of the things that's interesting about this pay comparisons is, and President Jimmy Carter started this, and President Clinton bought into it, and they said, we're not going to be giving out these pay raises as proposed in the 1990 federal pay law until we can compare apples to apples, that is, pay and the value of fringe benefits. And if you can't crank in just the federal retirement system, that's worth 23-26% of compensation right there. So if you add the value of that in vis-a-vis the salary and the pension plan of your typical private sector worker, it could really change the mix.
I want to talk very hot outside, and you actually did a column on the heat and dealing with the heat. I was at this young government group this morning playing bingo, of all things. Not your father's bingo. We had a little bit more fun than that. But one of the things that strikes me about heat is, and we even have some folks, the clothes that people all of a sudden wear when it gets 100 degrees strikes me as that's something that's really changed in organizations since. I mean, all of a sudden, it seems like everything's You can wear whatever you want.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm going to
or as little as you want.
And that can be a problem because there's a reason people wear clothes. Yeah. Most of us.
Right.
Normally the Rocky Horror Show in government offices comes about late August when people are just worn out and they come in, they just throw something on and come in looking at it. But with this early heat wave in not only in D.C., but all across the country, you know, you're having 100 degrees, not unusual. It may come sooner to a federal office near
right.
you.
My thing is feet. These yeah. people who should not be wearing open-toed yeah. shoes and, you know, because they haven't seen a nail clipper in about 17
right,
years.
Right.
They look like they have talons.
Yeah.
And don't wear open-toed shoes.
My youngest daughter bought me some sandals, and she's well acquainted with my feet, and they let air in, but you can't see what's underneath.
There you go.
For
that's
good reason.
That's a daughter looking out
absolutely.
For her dad.
Yeah.